Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, also heard at 98.5. There he is. His latest album, Honky Tonks, Country Songs, Joe Nichols, alongside Annie Boscott's great song, too. And Joe is on the Celebrity Hotline. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Joe. It's Eric Raines, who you just heard, and his sidekick, me, Bob Cole.
Yeah,
and,
really, sidekick.
We've been talking about for a long time. Last couple of weeks, you know, you're coming to Austin tonight. Actually, Cedar Park, this great venue that we've been bragging about for a couple of years. Eric, even more than me, called the Hot Spot, which I don't know if you've
Have you played Hot Spot yet, Joe?
H-A-U-T-E. Does that make sense?
I believe I have. I believe it's been maybe 2 years. We went down there and had a great time. What a lovely venue. Great country fan. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it tonight, man. We're excited.
Yeah, so you're there tonight, but I get the impression right here in just the last – you know, minute or two getting connected with you, that you're not even in town yet. I think your manager first said, or somebody that you're dropping off your kids. Where are you? And I'm not expecting the answer to be, I'm down in Broken Heartsville. Where are you?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Actually, I'm in the process of dropping the kiddos off. Hey, say hi.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
How's the drop-off line this morning?
Kids.
How's the drop-off line this morning?
It's long as usual, so it's but it's all right, man. We enjoy this time of the day where we get to talk about stuff. I get to play them, yeah, my girls. I get to play old stuff that I love. Try to get them into music. Try to get them to understand what good is, and they got a lot of interesting favorites thanks to our drives to school in the morning. As a matter of fact, the one that's sitting in the car with me now, my 10-year-old, one of her favorite songs is The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down by the band, the live performance.
That big version,
The live version. So we listened to the band the whole concert, you know, with Muddy Waters and Bob Dylan and everything. And they just have appreciation for music. And like I said, it's partly due to our long drives in the morning to school.
Well, that's the real education I hope that they take away. And, you know, I just know from the years being on the radio, you know, how many people come up to both me and Eric and say, man, I used to be forced to listen to you on the way to school. And, you know, you guys would play the Monday song and the Friday song, but then I started liking that. And now I'm taking my kids and they're listening. So we can relate to that. I know one thing Eric can relate to, me secondarily on this one, but just almost as much. And I hope your kids get it, too. Are you playing them Don Williams? Because I know a little bit about you from all the years, and I just remember, am I right, that you're a big Don Williams fan like Eric is?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry, that's a seatbelt thing going off.
Safety first, kid. Safety first.
That's right. We're a big Don Williams fan in the house, and I play good old boys like me. You're my best friend. We spent one day just playing Don Williams music around Christmas time and several hours in the car driving up to Oklahoma, and we just played Don Williams, man. He's one of those guys where you can put on the top of the of the album or the compilation and just let it play 20 songs in, and just everything feels like it's, you know, something that you kind of get lost in. So
Joe,
love Don Williams.
Do you do any, do you ever do a Don Williams song in your shows?
Oh, yeah. Well, we do Good Old Boys Like Me. Like I said, we did Some Broken Hearts, Never Mend. We've done the Rivers All Run Dry. You're My Best Friend. Hey, have a great day.
Oh,
hey, I didn't hear
that's it. Awesome.
Hey, no criticism here. Maybe some advice. I didn't hear you say love you.
He did. I heard.
Oh,
it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I
did.
Oh, good.
He did.
Oh, my faith is restored.
Well, he's on the radio. He's trying to keep that persona. But a great dad. I bet you're popular in the line when you go through with all the moms. They're like, there's Joe Nichols right there. There he is. I knew it.
I just try to keep my head down and move on. Yeah.
By the way, do you live in Nashville? Is that where the kids go to school?
No, sir. I live just up north of y'all. I live in Tyler, Texas, over here. That's why I'm
committed to family. That's great. Man, all right. Well, I don't know.
Are you an Earl Campbell fan?
The Tyler Rose.
Oh, yeah. Tyler Rose. Yeah.
Well, you got to be. Man. You got to be. Yeah. A Texas guy, now that I think about it, and staying married to this, but you know, you're taking your kids to school because, you know, I was just looking at your tour schedule. You're not only here tonight, since you're in the area, I guess, they got you booked Friday night, I think it is, Friday, not Saturday, at the Llano Crawfish Festival, which is, you know, if you've ever been to a crawfish boil, you got to go. But you want the definitive crawfish experience. The biggest thing that happens all year, a lot of big things in Llano, frankly. But that crawfish festival that you're headlining is if you can't make tonight, would be another place to catch, Joe. That
right on.
Yeah, you might want to check.
Joe, talk about Honky Tonks and Country Songs, the new duet with Annie Bosco. It's doing great on the charts right now.
Thank you.
Grabbing Annie Bosco to put on this new song, I saw this week's in the top 40. Talk about getting her and then the new music coming out and playing this whole game again.
Man, it's, you know, it's an interesting time. I've been in, you know, trying to put out radio singles since 2002. Actually, goes back a little further than that in the late 90s with an independent record when I was in my teens. But I've been, you know, doing this for a while, and it seems like the industry, the radio, you know, process kind of evolves, you know, over every probably 5 to 8 years. And I've seen some pretty stark differences between now and when I started. But I tell you what, no matter how rough it gets, no matter how hard it gets, I'm super grateful to be sitting here talking about new music on the radio and doing well and engaging with the fans and everything. I look around some of my friends that came out in 2002 or in that era, and some of those guys hadn't had anything on the radio in a while, and I hate it for them. I want them to have radio success too, but I really am fortunate and really am grateful for not only you guys at radio, but the fans as well for keeping engaged and giving my new music a chance, you know, just like the old stuff. So it's a good time, man. I'm, if it ended today, I'd be the most grateful man in the world, and I that's no joke.
Now that I've seen all over social media that Post Malone is a big Joe Nichols fan, have you got to meet him? Is there talks of a collaboration? Because I've seen that all online.
Well, Post Malone, he won't collaborate with anybody. Yeah, exactly. he and Willie just don't ever do that.
Yeah, have you seen all the articles coming out how big of a fan he is of your music?
I have. Yeah, I got to talk to him for a while. I did Broken Heartsville with him at his album launch party last summer, and a very cool guy, man. One of the most genuine, nice guys, you know, that you'll meet in this business, and that's fairly rare. Good dude, and we talked about a collaboration. I'm like, man, let's throw this, you know, a modern version of this, you know, and let's do a collaboration on it. He's like, man, that sounds awesome, but what I'd really like to do is write a song with you and put that out, you know, as a collaboration. I'm like, even better, because mm-hmm. I think that's great. Everybody, you know, has always kind of tried to push me toward, you know, the writing a little more. But I got to be honest, you know, I love writing when it's successful, but it takes a lot of time to do that. And like you hear this morning, taking the kiddos to school, that would be kind of like one of the sacrifices to writing all the time is sometimes you got to do one or the other. And my preference is, as y'all hear, I'm sure, is I'd rather take the girls to school and kind of give them the better part of my day. But I will write, and hopefully I'll write with him as much as possible, and a couple other friends that are outside the country music genre, like Chance Pena and a couple other dudes. We will write a lot for this next album in the future. I don't know when that'll be, but over the next year, we'll write a lot.
I got to ask you, Joe, you've co-founded the Impossible Foundation. I've got to talk about that because we got Ford Cabasas, Fort Hood right here in the area. Impossible Foundation, combating warfighter suicide. Talk about that and what inspired you and your wife to kind of establish and be a part of that organization.
Well, it was kind of an idea, like a kernel of an idea that became a full-blown organization. I think I have a friend in Montana that's former military that does a lot of stuff within the DOD, and we got talking about putting together something that's meaningful for the military, and we, you know, started talking about the biggest problems, the biggest needs for military, and one thing just stuck out so bad, and it is a heavy, heavy issue that kind of it's not really super popular to talk about.
Sure.
So we wanted to tackle the warfighter suicide as our main mission because it's, you know, there was a graph that we show on the website that, you know, over the last 24 years, maybe since the beginning of the global war on terror, conflicts, you know, in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, there's casualties. There are real human casualties. We've lost soldiers. And that number kind of fluctuates, and it's hard to look at. But there's another number that runs simultaneously since then, and that is the suicide rate of former, current, and active military, and it never goes down. It never fluctuates. It keeps increasing every year.
That's what's in the last year and a half maybe, the surge is, again, stunning. It's just there is a true issue there. This is not gratuitous. Yeah. I know I speak for a lot of folks. Man, carrying the weight on that or trying to get others to help with that and doing the right thing. We're familiar with maybe a guy you've run across, not just trying to make a connection here. You ever done any work in that arena with a great veteran? Used to play football at Texas and then a little bit in the NFL, Nate Boyer.
I'm not familiar yet. I'm just getting my toes in the water in the community.
Put the two of you together on that, because that is, sir, thank you. It's the Lord's work.
Absolutely. Wow. My wife and I believe that faith is probably the strongest element here that we're missing, that we want to try to push along. My life was changed by a book. I would love to meet this gentleman, by the way, if you don't mind passing his name and information along. But my life was changed mentally by a book by a man named Viktor Frankl called Man's Search for Meaning. And it's a phenomenal book that deals with a lot of topics, but one of the things he was able to create was a better form of what's called logotherapy, which dealt with the suicide problem. And part of that is a spiritual component, faith. And we feel like there's a connection there that we can absolutely make a difference in, and we can incorporate that in a lot of things. But I tell you, to back up on the foundation, we're not programming, really. What we're not doing is stepping in and telling doctors how to do this, or we're not stepping in and saying we have the program that's going to fit the suicide problem. What we're doing is creating an endowment to where we have nonprofit organizations that are doing wonderful work, but they have trouble fundraising yearly.
Bingo, yeah.
So we're going to be like a hub of funding those programs with people that are doing great work and kind of fit the mission. And we're going to go all out on this and try to tackle. If we can do just one thing, if we can save, my wife said this and it hit me hard, we can save one person's life and every bit of our time, resource, money, fundraising, every bit of that is worth it. One person. So we're on a mission. We're on a mission to do more than that, but that'll do.
I don't know why anybody listening this morning, even if you've never...
hear the passion in his voice.
You know, we're mostly a talk show with music, but a lot of people don't know country music that listen to this program really well. even if you haven't heard Joe Nichols sing a song, you just want to go be around this guy tonight. I can tell. And see if he wears off on you, because we could all use a little bit of what you're living, man. I didn't know all this. You are an incredible singer of country songs and one of the major forces of country music for several decades now. And living in Tyler, Texas, by the way, since we've been on, I checked the newsreel online, obviously, for Tyler, Texas. I know it's pretty hectic hustle bustle there in Tyler, but I don't know if you're aware, before you leave, the recycling services have all been suspended in Tyler.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turns out there was a fire at the recycling plant, so don't put that out there today.
Put it up the trash can.
Or it'll be there till your bus gets back.
Okay. I heard that the other day. I did not know it would make radio news, but all right. I'll keep that in mind.
You never know what you're going to hear.
Never know.
Joe Nichols at the Haut, Haute. Now, that makes it cool.
That's fine.
It is a cool place in Cedar Park tonight.
That's awesome. Thank you guys so much, man. I'm looking forward to tonight. Always a great crowd. Y'all come be a part of it, and it's great talking to y'all this morning, man. Thank
you.
Hey,
another way around, when you see your kids next, tell them those two old guys you talked to on the radio were really impressed by your kids. Would you?
Best interview ever. Best interview ever. That's what I'm telling them.
Thanks, Bill.
Kicking out the footlights tonight. Do you still do footlights? I make people listen.
Oh, Eric talks about this all the time.
I said no one. There's a lot of, if Joe Nichols would do the Merle Haggard biopic. Biopic, however you say it.
Weren't you going to play him in a movie?
Man, I got asked to do maybe potentially a soundtrack of covering his music for a new movie, but that was early in the process and haven't really talked about it since. I know Sam Rockwell, maybe, I think is doing a Merle Haggard, but I think last I heard he was going to try to do the singing himself, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, and if they need me, I will be right there in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Hopefully I get a chance to do something like that.
I played Footlights on the air before, your version, and people think it's Merle Haggard.
Well, okay, all right. Look, we've held you too long, but I'm going to go ahead and ensure that you never want to talk to us again. would you, as we say goodbye, would you right there on the phone while you're driving?
Oh, no.
This is the worst thing you can do.
It's the worst,
but I'm not asking you to sing, but kind of. Do a line of Merle Haggard and Kicking Out Footlights.
All right. I live the kind of life most men only dream of. I make my living writing these songs and singing them.
See, no pressure for us. No strut for a strutter. There you go.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, man.
Hot spot tonight, Cedar Park. I always tell people it is one of the, if not the best, production venue as far as the sound and the lights, and it's not going to rain there tonight, so get on out there and check out Joe Nichols tonight. We'll see you out there.
He said that last time he got caught in a tornado.
No,
he did.
True story. See you tonight, Joe.
You made our day, man. A lot of folks today. Appreciate it. Joe Nichols.
Absolutely. I appreciate you guys.
Other way around. Joe Nichols live right here this morning on 95.9. This is Austin's Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.